Ramble.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Good evening, everybody. Good evening. We are having an evening. You can sit with us this time. Today we're talking about the holidays.
Holidays.
And, does this sound familiar for the holidays?
Yeah. Cling, 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 cling.
And who are you, blonde lady with the wine?
Yes, yes.
The jingling of a fresh Chardonnay from the fridge.
That's right. I feel like if you're listening to this, this tells you who I am. But for those of you who do not know, my name is Ariel, and I am one of your hosts, and I am joined by my co-host, Becky.
Hello.
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 And Rachel.
Hi.
And Miles is over there scarfing salad.
Pixie. He's doing the pixie dance. You can't see.
You guys.
You can't see, but we know.
I am so excited for this episode because we are talking about, yes, the holidays, but specifically my very favorite thing in the entire world, and that is gifting.
Old people.
Gifting.
Old people. Horses.
Giving gift to old people.
Giving gifts of horses to old people.
Giving old horses gifts of old people.
Oh, it's a gift for everyone.
That's just Ariel crying.
Okay. So one thing, right before we started this episode, I read something recently that just touched me. And it was about gifting. I know. Okay. Giving a gift.
It touched her in a different way than her smut mouth touch her.
Yeah, it was not my smut touching.
There
was
no other type of touching.
The other type of touching. okay.
Guys, they shouldn't let us record after 6 p.m.
I know. No, we get crazy. And all three of us are usually in bed by 9. So it's crazy now because this is when we party. And then, right, like, you know, as we get to the end of this episode, we're all going to be like,
I'm a hammer.
Okay, but what I read was that when you give a gift, it can be a gift for 3 people. So one gift. Okay, because the gift that you're giving to the person, you're giving the gift to that person. But giving a gift is a gift in itself, right?
Okay, so you're giving a gift to yourself. That's
you're giving
the
gift to yourself by giving it. And then by buying from a small business or something like that, you're giving the gift of like giving that company money. Third gift. There you go.
So you, the person... And a small business.
Or
Jeff Bezos or like.
Right. Yes, exactly.
One step darker, Becky.
One very important
or
thing.
Or the Waltons.
One very important thing that we are going to talk about today, because I feel like we all have very similar thoughts on gifting, you know, on giving small and shopping small. We just came off of the biggest shopping weekend in the history of the year.
The amount of emails I'm subscribed to somehow was embarrassing.
Lot. Yes.
A lot.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mortifying.
I believe that Black Friday could also be called Unsubscribe Day.
Yes.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday. Mm-hmm. What are they going to do for Sunday next year? They're going to have to add in like
Death Sunday.
I think there is something for
Where
Sunday.
Where you invest in what your is future.
Have you ever heard the saying, something they want, something they need. Something to wear, something to read.
Only from you like 5 minutes before this started.
Literally, I've never heard that expression in my life.
I think you heard this before.
I think I actually have heard this before. I just wanted to troll you a little because I'm feeling this chaotic evil over here.
It's not even on the chair. Maybe
Rachel's wearing
me,
black
the chair.
For the first time ever. And she's feeling evil. What is this?
So what does it mean?
You said that. I've heard that before. Mm. That also assumes you're giving 4 gifts to the same person. So this is either your spouse or no one.
Yeah, or your kids or...
More gifts is a lot of gifts. I'm going to say something controversial.
Go on.
Let's abolish gift giving. Let's abolish
Abolished. I respect
vote for
your,
Becky.
I respect
abolish
your
gifts.
Point of view.
I don't know.
But how about...
Listen, if Alfred could unwrap a gift, you would be back on to gift giving.
Alfred's gift is not living in a hoarder's house in Mexico. He gets the gift of life that we give him. He's on a special
diet. And he
should
be thankful. I know, when I think about kids and I'm like, give them something they need. I'm like, I give them everything they need. Like 1,000 times
food?
I spend my life providing them with everything they need.
See, so we should abolish gift giving, Rachel.
Wait, I want to get into this. So I want to get into this.
Why do you hate gift giving?
I don't hate gift giving.
Is it just the pressure?
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure.
Okay.
Pressure.
I'm down to abolish like annual and holiday-based gift giving.
Yeah.
And to increase spontaneous gift giving when you find the perfect thing for the perfect person and you're like, oh, hell yeah.
Yes. Vote for Rachel. Vote for Rachel. But
you can do that throughout the year and then just save it for the gift giving time.
Not all of us have a gift drawer.
Mm-hmm. I have a gift closet.
Don't lie, Ariel. You have a gift storage unit.
I do have a gift storage unit because some of the gifts are larger than my closet. Oh, yeah. I could tell. I have a very large gift for you because I gift home goods a lot of the time. I gift home goods a lot of the time.
Very large gift.
I have a very large gift for you.
I'm pumped.
Very large. It's like.
But like, I just feel like sometimes you see something and you're like, oh, they would love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that's really easy with kids, but when happens with adults, it's very special.
Yeah.
Very special.
How do you guys feel when somebody gives you a gift, but you don't have a gift to give them?
I feel guilty, but I'm trying to release that.
Mm-hmm. You should. You should not feel guilty.
You should try to release that. Oh, yeah. You should feel guilty. You should always have a gift with you at all times.
No. No, I feel very strongly about this. As the resident gift-giving expert.
Gift giver.
Yes. I feel like Rachel's a pretty expert-level gift giver as well.
Yeah.
She's just hiding behind her black shirt right now.
Yeah.
So just me. Just me on a Welsh gift.
But I feel like I said before, the gift of giving a gift, it is gift enough. You know?
Yes.
Like, for me... Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like if I give somebody a gift and and I have made them feel bad in any way, it's the worst thing in the whole world.
Okay, wait. Example: what have you given someone that made them feel bad, and/or has someone given you a gift that made you feel bad?
No. It's not the gift. It's not the gift. It's the feeling that they have after getting the gift. You know. So
they don't have anything
if you
in return.
Right.
So because I thought you were going to give someone like. When you give someone a shirt that's an
like
extra,
five
extra,
sizes
extra, extra,
too
extra,
small.
Extra small.
Ooh, that would make me feel bad.
Yeah. Okay. You know? That's another thing that I have to talk about is I don't think that people should gift clothing.
No.
Because most of the time,
no,
it doesn't freaking fit.
Yeah. I'm sort of on board with like gift cards to clothing shops.
Yes.
So you can pick out your own thing.
Gift cards. People shit on gift cards. But they are awesome. They're awesome.
I love also like gift cards to restaurants, like forcing people to go to a fancy meal. Whereas if you just gave them like $100, they would not take themselves to a fancy meal. They would just pay like a regular thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure. Okay. I got questions for the moms here.
Okay.
I got some friends, got some family with kids.
Uh-huh.
I've bought these kids clothes once.
Oh.
Once. Uh-huh. I'm not saying who the kids are.
Yeah. Okay.
But they were newer in my life children.
Okay.
Never did I see a picture of those children in the clothes that I bought them. Not one.
The way your lips turned into a Midwestern mom's lips was incredible.
I was not even sent a picture.
That is.
On my own. It wasn't even like
so Midwestern of you, Becky.
Yeah.
Not one picture. And you know what's expensive? Kids' clothes.
Mm.
You know what I found out? When I was buying kids' clothes.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
I asked her to look at the total again. I was like, that can't possibly be right.
The clothes are so small.
Are this big.
These are for miniature
this
people.
This is for a one-year-old.
Oh my God.
They will wear them for 3.5 weeks. It gets better after like two.
So 3.5 weeks? They had 3.5 weeks to take a picture. Marius picture this did Rebecca receive?
Do you have to send
a thank you note?
I have feelings about this.
No.
And I feel like
thank you note could just be a picture of them in the outfit.
I feel like if you give a gift, give it with no strings.
Go but, one step darker, Becky.
But that's so attached. There's so many traditions related to gift giving.
I hear what you're saying. Mm-hmm. You do deserve a text and a thank you with a picture of them in it. Mm-hmm. I've received some very
just one picture
girly dresses from someone's friend's mom, like a college friend's mom. Mm-hmm. I made sure the girl's gotten them once, but also it could have gone in a closet and they could have outgrown it really fast. Mm-hmm. Kids are hard. I know.
Maybe it didn't even fit to begin with and they didn't want to tell you.
They should have told you if that was the case.
Uh-huh. Okay, taking it back. I said I have a gift receipt.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I know, but I'm sort of on board with Ariel's theory that gifts should not have strings attached. Mm-hmm. That if you can't,
that's true.
But I see both sides. I see both sides. I want to be angel devil.
I know.
Yeah.
You did deserve a picture of them in it, even if it was like cursory.
Like the cat from A Christmas Story. When he gets in that bunny outfit, mm-hmm. you get in that bunny outfit once.
And a baby's pretty easy to put clothes in.
Yeah.
It's not like a screaming 4-year-old who's I won't wear that.
One of them couldn't even talk. Literally couldn't talk.
Hmm.
Okay. Well, if you want to buy June and Poppy clothes, I will post it on Instagram.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe. I'll think about it.
They don't need clothes.
I was pretty jaded by this.
They don't need clothes.
I was pretty jaded by this experience.
I'm all over it.
I buy no baby's clothes anymore. That's why
I just wanted to make up.
You got diapers for your for the birth of your
children.
That
was one of my gift recommendations.
There you go.
If you're going to go off registry for new parents, either get them groceries once the baby has arrived or diapers.
Or diapers.
Yeah.
Diapers are so easy. We cruised on the Keith and Ben on the Havers diapers for like probably a whole month.
We're diaper people.
It was Havers diapers and Havers wipes. It was amazing. Okay. It was amazing.
And we'll get off of the kid train for a second.
Yeah.
But if you're going to buy them clothes or diapers, just go a size bigger than you think they are because they will grow into it, but they will not shrink.
Yep. Mm. Yeah. And some babies are born in
unless
size
they're
one.
Benjamin Button. Then they will show.
I thankfully have not had that baby yet. So that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rachel.
Yeah. There's still time.
Okay. But one of the big traditions around gift giving is
what are the traditions that you want to smash?
The traditions that I want to smash. Okay. So going back to the something you want, something they need, something they can wear and something they can read.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do not buy clothes for people. Buy them gift cards.
Yeah.
That is how I feel.
Love.
Unless it is something that you are in the store with the person and they have tried it on and you're like, let me get that for you. I'll give it to you for Christmas. Yeah. You know, and I'm totally down with that. People knowing what their gifts are. That's fine.
Oh, 100%.
You know,
yeah.
Something to read. Becky, I feel like you're going to have some feelings about this. I don't think if it is a novel or something like that, and you're like, oh, I saw this in the bookstore and I thought of you.
You have to have read it.
You have to have read it.
Yeah.
If it is just a book,
No.
Just a book that you saw?
You have to have read it.
You have to have read it, and you have to have thought it was good.
Yes.
Yeah.
It has to be like a great read.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I did a book club. Well, it's not really a book club. It was just me and my friend Lauren, and we read a book and we talk about it. So it's like a two-person.
It's just me and my friend, and we talk about books.
And we call it book club, and it usually takes us about 3 months to read the book because both of us are so bad at picking books because we'll hear one person say a book is good, and we'll be like, we should read this. And then it's like a shit book. But we got this book because her sister bought it for her for Christmas last year. So then I ordered it and then we read it. And now every time I think about this bad book, I think about my friend's sister. And I'm like, that girl.
See,
that girl recommended us a bad book.
And you have to know which friends have the same taste in books
exactly.
as you.
Exactly.
It's like knowing if they have the same taste as in wine as you. Like some friends just like books that you don't like and that's okay.
And books take up so much real estate in like a home and in somebody's life that you can't. Like, you can't gift someone a bad book you haven't read.
I have gifted my close college friends books that I have read, the actual book that I read. Like, I'm done.
Right,
I read
here. It. Oh, yeah.
This is part of your birthday present
Ego
now.
Queen.
Oh, yeah.
See, there you go.
Who cares? It's a
Absolutely.
Book.
Absolutely. It's a book.
It's about
there's sunscreen
library.
On page 154.
It's not like a shadow on it. Like,
yeah. I was like, for your birthday, here's a candle and a book I have read. I really loved it.
Exactly. A candle Enjoy. That I like and a book that I've read.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I put my name in my books when I give them out usually. Mm-hmm. None of those books come back.
They don't come back?
I don't need them to come back.
No.
And I'm like, here, Rachel, read this book. It was really good. And then Nick's like, can I read that book? Yeah, I'm like, here you go, Nick.
Even though never made it out of the office.
Nick, you got another book of mine too. I better see both of those read, Nick. I better get a review.
Nick, you listening?
Nick Ruffka, I better get a review.
You are going to bring me another one.
Oh, that's right. I have to bring you one. I have yours, but I got to finish it.
You have a book for me?
Yeah.
What book?
It's Court of Thorn and Roses.
I've almost ordered that. Is how good?
Okay, so it was the audiobook I was talking about listening to. It almost put me to sleep so many times because of this woman's voice.
Like,
sorry to this woman. I don't know her, but. She should not be reading this book, but it puts me to sleep and I'll wake up. And the other day I woke up, they were having sex. The fairies.
Oh, there was a fairy.
I want to read this book. Fairy sex? Let's go.
It was like a fairy. I like my eyes
open. This is such a, this is my Christmas present already. I know
after
it.
After you're done with it, Ariel, train to me.
And then I'll order the second one. I'll read that. Let you know how it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Give me the fairy sex.
I literally almost bought it.
Yeah. It's good so far. It's good so far. The fairy sex kind of threw me when I woke up to it because I had missed like a chapter.
Well, waking up to something like that.
I was like, your hand was
difficult.
Where?
She has that body part?
And they have like funny names like Tamarind. His name's not Tamarind, but it's something like Tamarind.
Amaranth.
Amaranth. No gifts in that book though, Ariel. No gifts. I agree with you. No gifts. Don't give books as gifts.
Unless don't give books as gifts.
For sure know that someone's going to like it.
What other traditions are you smashing?
Thank you notes.
Ariel, you can't.
I'm sorry.
We've talked about this before.
No. I don't think the thank you notes are necessary. I'm sorry. Wait, Miles, are you like
No,
like
I'm loving
this
because I'm postponing writing my
Are you
wedding
are you shocked
notes?
By this? No, I think that thank you notes have gone the way of
every childhood Christmas, you had to sit down after Christmas and start writing until your hand hurt.
Oh, no, I never
Nope.
I was thinking specifically like wedding thank yous.
Got cards in my stocking in order to write thank you notes. That was one of my gifts every year. It was not a gift.
Wow. And how do you feel about that?
Well, I remember my hand hurting. I wrote all of my wedding thank you notes. I don't know if Watson did his, but I did every single one of mine. But you know what I let myself off the hook for? Which you guys all know. You all know good and well. Baby shower thank you notes.
Yeah, because I had like, a freaking baby.
I was like, I'm about to push two humans out of my body. I'm not, like, I'll post them on the Instagram. You'll love it.
Yeah, I don't even remember getting it. Wedding ones, though, I usually put in, I think I put in yours, Miles, too, as part of your gift, is you don't have to write me a thank you note.
That's
what I think people should start doing. You just write, like, part of your gift is don't send me a thank you note.
Well, see, okay, see, this is what I'm talking about. It's like, we don't want thank you notes, right?
No, like when friends send them, it puts a smile on my face.
Yeah.
But it really wasn't necessary. It really wasn't necessary.
I almost feel awkward that they thought that they needed to send me one. you know, that the fact that I gave them a gift wasn't like that they felt, you know, the fact that they had a wedding and that I attended and that this was a celebration and I got them a gift wasn't enough for me to get them a gift, you know, because it totally is for me.
After our wedding, we sent a thank you note to some friends, mostly of Watson's, who had given us a gift. I think it's the fruit bowl on our counter, but it was a long time ago. And then in the mail, we got a thank you note for our thank you note. They live in the Midwest.
That's too much.
They live in the Midwest.
My mom is like currently crawling through her TV to like shake Ariel and go,
I know, I know. It's
a thank you note show.
And we were like, should we send them a thank you note for their thank you note for our thank you note? Maybe we should.
You should absolutely make the thank you note start. Like, have you ever had a card? I remember one year, like, I think it was my aunt sent my mom a card, but didn't have anything in it. Like, she clearly meant to like write, but they had pre-stuffed it. So then for years, they just sent each other the empty card back and forth for like that's Christmas so or a birthday funny. Or something. But yeah, I think you should send a thank you card for the thank you card.
I mean, this was 5 years ago, but I'll consider it.
Bring it back.
Bring it back.
Bring it back.
Well,
it back.
Okay. See, that is the one thing that I will say about thank you cards is that like you're kind of reinvigorating this time old tradition of mail with an old friend or like a family friend. Mm-hmm. But see, that's where it really gets me is that for most of these things, you are sending thank you notes to people who are not close enough. Like you shouldn't have to send a thank you note to your parents, right?
My mother is crawling through the screen right now.
You should not have to send a thank you note to your parents.
To Ariel.
Because your parents,
you
talk to them.
You have to send a note.
Or, you know, like you call them and you say, wow, we really appreciated this thing that you got for us. Thank you. You know, you don't have to send a note.
Ariel's trying to kill the post office. Don't you remember last year when they said we need to send more letters because the post office was dying, Ariel?
I'm saying send more gifts. Ariel, don't send thank you notes.
Okay.
What's your stance?
I guess that is
on
more money for the USPS. Is it because it's a lot to send presents? Mm-hmm.
What's your stance on thank you text?
Absolutely. Sure.
Yeah.
Not necessary, but makes you smile.
But do you ever wonder? Do you ever give a gift?
But that's like a thank you note. It's just in a digital form.
But it doesn't say, dear Rebecca. Thank you so much for the bottle of wine that you gave me for my birthday. We drank it at our Friendsgiving on camera and it was delicious.
That's true. You did.
I really appreciated your thoughtfulness.
Wait, I'll check it off my list. Ariel said thank you.
My thank you list.
Thank you. Thank you's I'm waiting list. For. No, I don't think anyone's like waiting for a thank you, but I think it is nice to acknowledge. I think we've talked about it before. There's this like movement of like, don't say sorry when you're late. Women apologize too much. I'm like, but if you were like late,
you should probably
apologize. Everyone else waited for you. You like, should say, I'm sorry your time was
time
wasted.
Is, yeah.
What are you talking about? You don't walk in and say, I mean, you can say thanks for waiting for me, but you can also acknowledge like, sorry your life was made more difficult.
You can say like, your time is valuable yeah. and I apologize for wasting it.
Yeah. So I think the thank you note gets me on that slippery slope of like, I think we're getting away from the sorries and the thank yous.
I do teach my kids to say thank you for everything.
Yeah.
And you know, please. But I don't think so. Like, I just don't see myself giving my kid thank you notes in their Christmas stocking so that they can write thank you notes to every single one of their relations.
No, I was traumatized.
Right. I feel like gift giving should be a celebration. It doesn't need to be this like give and take of like some sort of like anxiety ridden, you know, what's the word I'm thinking of? You guys are both looking at me like, yes.
I think you should give out of like joy and the fun of giving and not out of obligation
or
the thought that you will get something back.
Yes. Yes.
Like it is, so much gratitude.
Yeah. There shouldn't be any obligation involved. There shouldn't be an obligation to give a thank you note.
All right.
Didn't you tell your mom thank you when it was your birthday? You just told us last week You called her and you said thank you to your mom. Absolutely. For giving birth to you.
Yeah.
For giving birth.
For giving birth to me.
Why don't...
She's a flip-flopper.
No, but I did not. I did not. I believe. No. Okay. All right. This is interesting.
Where do the thank yous go? Where do they start and end
I
here?
I believe in gratitude. Absolutely. Gratitude is different from a thank you note.
Okay.
That is an obligatory.
Note.
Yes. Yeah.
You despise the physical note, but like someone saying, shooting you a text, calling you.
Yeah.
And like, but, hey, okay. Thanks. Or if they said nothing, you'd be totally fine too.
Absolutely. Because
like added bonus.
Thank you. I want them to send that text out of joy, not obligation. Mm. You know, so I want them to put the clothes on the kid and be like, oh my God, these are so freaking cute. And then
what
be like,
saying about the clothes I got here.
And then being like, Becky, you're not going to believe how adorable these kids look in these clothes. Thank you so much. And that's, you know, so that's what
is your friend doing?
They might not have been a friend. It might have been family.
Yeah. You can't work with that. That's really hard. Before we totally move on, knowing that you don't need a thank you note is like such a like, oh, then let the gift giving begin.
I actually feel.
I love it.
I feel weird when somebody gives me a thank you note.
Great. I'm going to send you a thank you note every day.
I'm never going to make you feel weird.
That would make me feel so uncomfortable.
Ariel.
If you would just accept my gift and either like.
It won't even be for gifts. It'll
and either
gift
re-gift.
Being alive.
Like, I don't care what you do with it. I don't care if you absolutely love it. God, I hope that you absolutely love it because obviously I've thought about it a lot. But I also don't care if you re-gift it. You know, like you joyful with whatever
Hard
I give you.
Agree.
Re-gift.
Well, if you receive something and it does not serve you, and it is in great condition, and you know the person who would really appreciate it, re-gift it.
You are speaking my language.
Yes.
I completely agree.
He just hit a space bar. He's like, I'm coming in.
Well,
I feel like if you gave a gift to Ariel, and you were so excited for Ariel to receive the gift, and then you found out that the next week, Ariel's out of the town looking for suitors to give the gift to.
No.
That is the one
rule of regifting.
Okay.
The other person should not find out. If it's a best friend, like if it was one of you guys and you gave me something and like it didn't suit me, I'd be like, okay, you know what? I'm going to give this to Miles, you know, like
I pick a purple ceramic platter that I think is very cool. Mm-hmm. I give it to Ariel and Ariel's like, thank you so much via text or in person, but not in a note.
Not in a
never. And then I go over to Miles and Sarah's house and it's sitting there on the table. I'm going to be like, did you get this from Ariel Fuller? She's going to be like, yes. And I'm going to be like, okay, I see.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you guys re-gift? Let's start there. Do you re-gift? I'll go first. Absolutely.
I do, but I also...
I have rules.
I have to think about who listens to the podcast, okay? I have to protect my family.
No, I'd have a panic attack if I re-gifted something. I think other people should re-gift
Because of this situation.
I have stuff that like... I don't think they listen to this podcast. Maybe Miles bleep this part out.
Okay.
Well, I'd bleep like... Bleep a name. I'm going to say the name and you're going to bleep it. Okay.
But you have to bleep the name, Miles.
Rainy, bleep it.
Rainy, for the love of God, bleep this name. So gives me and I just have a drawer full because I'm terrified that one day she's going to ask about it and like wonder where it is. And every once in a while, I'll just like four or five. And I finally donated some of them because they're also like, they're full. Rainey, go back and delete that part. We're going to go back. I don't know. Maybe Rainey, this is too much bleeping.
Guys,
maybe it's
redact, Rainey. Redact.
Okay, so
redact. Redact, Rainey.
It's redacted.
She told a story that she changed her mind about, and she decided she redact. Would then feel even more guilt about telling the story than what she did.
I mean, there is.
Okay, what have you regifted? Name the item.
What have I regifted?
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Okay. So we got a strange art piece. It was I think probably Ned has told this story on the podcast before, but for our wedding, we got, this is like probably the biggest thing that we've regifted. Mm-hmm. It was like an expensive piece of blown glass that was completely it had no function. It was not functional. You know, it was completely art. But it was,
and art has no awful. Function in the world.
It was awful. It was like
you should give people art.
It's like it should have been a
the post office.
Like it should have been. You should not give art. Absolutely should not
it's
give
very
art.
Subjective. Oh my god!
Do not ever give somebody art. Oh my goodness! Ever like, but this thing, I don't even know what to call it because it looked like it should have been a vase. Like, because on the outside it was the shape of a vase.
Yeah,
but on the inside it was full of glass. And there was a little divot that Ned joked could fit one testicle. Oh, he absolutely tried. Yes.
Okay.
But like,
and then you gave it to someone. You teabagged a blown glass vase and then gave it to someone.
We were 24.
This is why you don't get married young. This is why
I sanitize the gifts. I'm gonna be like, Ariel gave you a spritz, spritz, spritz.
You never know.
We were 24. It's not like Ned's trying to put his balls on everything.
We don't know,
it's just
Ariel.
The one thing.
Miles has got that blown glass sculpture in his house right now. It's a beautiful wedding gift.
But we did. I think that we gave it as a birthday present to an older friend. You know, like somebody who would maybe appreciate the art, but also somebody who we didn't know well enough to be
care
like
about where Ned's balls
to be, to be like, I think you'll like this because we do. You know, it was more like, here is a gift, plop. You know, like, yes.
You know what 2 24-year-olds need? Art.
Money.
Yeah, they need
cold
money.
Hard cash. Ola is what 24-year-olds need.
If you give them art, they're just gonna put their balls on it.
How do they know you're not gonna put his balls on money? Someone's gonna give you $5.
Money's very dirty already, so you know.
So that is probably the biggest thing that I've regifted. But I've definitely regifted, like, you know, I don't even know. Really a lot of things. But I have rules. So my rules for regifting are...
Well, first rule is you don't talk about regifting. Well, first rule, you don't talk about regifting. Second rule, don't put your balls on it. Third rule is if it's your first time regifting, you have to regift your gift.
But
I really want Fight Club of regifting.
I know.
It's amazing. It's such a good one for one.
A small, like, Funny or Die sketch.
It's such a good one for one.
His name was, what was it, Robert Paulson or something?
Yep.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. Fight Club is one of my favorite movies growing up.
Fight Club's amazing.
I know it means you're like a bad person or something. That's what the internet says.
What?
But it was one of, I think it's one of the best movies ever made.
It was shocking the first time you watched it. You're like, whoa.
Yeah. Mm. I own like almost every book that Chuck Palahniuk wrote.
Yeah.
Who wrote Fight Club. But his books are very like, if you take them at face value and you don't understand that like Fight Club is a satire, mm-hmm. then yeah, you're getting kind of into Joker territory and like it. And you're like, oh, I don't know if I should tell people I like this movie anymore.
I'll just be quiet.
I just liked it because they were hot. Brad Pitt's hot.
Get it.
Anyway, so what's your
rules
second
for
rule for regifting?
Area? Oh, a second rule for regifting is you never gift within the same friend group.
Oh, well, okay. No, of course not.
You cannot.
Yeah.
That's like never within the same friend group. Mm-hmm. And usually I hold the gift for at least a year or two.
This is why you need a storage unit.
Where is the space, this endless space you have?
Storage unit.
I don't hold anything.
Never?
No holding.
Not even if you had a storage unit.
Not even.
Not a real knickknack gal.
No, not even like freebie swag stuff. No, it's out the door.
The queen of the swag.
I don't want the swag.
She's the Ariel's the queen of swag. I have seen her wear hats that I was like, Ariel, you're never going to wear that hat. Like,
wear it all the time.
5 years ago.
Wear it all the time.
I've seen her in like a merch thing that I'm like, well, she wore it.
She wore it.
Also, all of that swag. Mm-hmm. I usually don't keep it for myself. I gift it.
You gift merch things?
Like swag?
Like swag from like VidCon?
For sure.
Like something that like a bag that says Facebook. You wrap it up and then
no,
you hand
not
it
a
to
bag
someone
that says Facebook.
You mean metaverse?
But we recently got like a swag bag from YouTube. No, YouTube. Because
Paw
the guys
Patrol.
Are doing the guys, yeah, Paw Patrol. Dear
Paw
God.
Patrol.
YouTube.
Owns
what
them.
Kind of swag bag are you getting from YouTube?
Did you not get the swag bag of like we're doing a green campaign, and so they sent like an Aero Garden and
no they Ariel. Did it. They did an eco-friendly green campaign by sending a large box in the mail.
Huge box.
Full of packaging.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that was uh-oh. Very heavy Let's... on the trucks that it was being delivered by. So uh-oh. That was a lot of gas.
But yes, I see where you're going with this. Mm-hmm. So we got an Aero Garden and I was like, I do not
it's
need
an Aero
this.
Garden.
It's an indoor garden that has a little light and it waters itself. And there are like seeds in these pods that you put in, totally not green, cause it's all plastic. But, and so I looked at it and I was like, I do not need this. I have a real garden. Mm-hmm. And so guess what? I gifted it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not I wrapped friends it up. With YouTube.
Right. Yeah.
YouTube will never
YouTube
know.
Will never,
YouTube
well,
will never know.
This podcast is on YouTube. You're going to have to bleep it, Miles.
Redact.
They know. Redact. They know.
They're going to know.
But yeah, stuff like that. Stuff that's like, stuff that I just clearly, I'm like, this is awesome, but I do not need this. Mm. I will
yeah.
gift it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I give away stuff like that.
Absolutely.
I didn't get that, but I would give that away.
I didn't get that either, Rachel.
The boys
gonna get a letter that says
I
no,
slave
thank
away
you.
In front of this platform day after day. No green stuff for me.
Okay, Ariel, so you didn't like the baby indoor watering garden. Is that the worst gift you've ever gotten? And
what's
if not,
the worst gift?
What is the worst gift?
Oh, the worst gift
gotten?
Was the ball vase.
Oh, that was the worst.
Absolutely.
One? I thought you were saying that was the worst gift
one,
for someone
we've
else
heard
to get.
About that one.
What's the worst gift I've ever gotten? I'm going to need a second. You guys
What's
go.
One that like never. Made you feel, yeah.
Given me a terrible gift? Don't go there, Miles. Don't you dare go there. We are not getting into the dirty, dirty Ned and Ariel gift giving.
Uh-oh. I no, smell no. a hot shower coming on. The fight that keeps on going.
No, there's no fights. There's no
My
fights
friend
because
Ellen
you know
texted
how I feel.
All of our girls today and was like, a reminder, a gentle reminder that your partner cannot read your thoughts. And so it might behoove you to send some idea options if you're very concerned.
Love that.
And I was like, oh yeah, links have been sent.
I am a huge proponent of sending your partner.
You just
this
send
is
a
what
lot,
I want.
And then you forget about it.
And then you don't know which one they're going to get.
I've
say,
already heard that some of them, you know, like weren't on sale. They don't know.
You send them a whole bunch. You send them maybe 10 and you say, I don't need all of these things.
No, of course not.
So you choose. But you know, maybe it's like a really expensive bag and a really expensive necklace and then a couple of other things that are not so expensive. And then you just sort of let them choose what they want.
Or take it as inspo and go from there.
Yes, exactly.
No, I agree.
We yeah. don't really do gifts.
You
guys
don't.
We don't
do
gifts.
Is gifts? It because you is it because you don't like writing thank you notes? Because you feel obligated
no, because
to write
love
them?
Writing. But Keith and I write a thank you note to each other every day. Every day we wake up and I go, my dearest Keith, thank you for being your tall self.
Before
I appreciate
after
that you can reach after coffee, obviously.
Okay.
Okay. I write him one because when he brings me my coffee. So thank you for the coffee.
Thank you for the dear footman.
Dear footman.
Thank you for the coffee. Was a delight.
Yeah. Although we were in Palm Springs this weekend and I got coffee the first day because it was cold brew and mm-hmm. Keith made me warm it up and I was like, this seems wrong.
How did you warm it up?
He's a microwave.
You microwaved cold brew?
Oh, Rachel.
With water. He said it tastes like an Americano.
Good?
Mm-hmm.
It's low acidity. It's just low acidity regular coffee. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening right now. I microwave all my caffeine. Doesn't matter where it came from.
No.
How do you reheat your coffee?
I do not. If you let your coffee get cold, you have cold coffee. I don't reheat it. I think I'm getting you chaotic.
Okay,
evil.
I just got you a new.
No, I want my big one. Don't switch.
No, I'm not switching. I'm just adding two.
Also, I drink my cappuccino so fast. It's not really my problem.
That's fair. Okay.
No, I don't. I just think microwave coffee tastes like microwaved coffee. I can't believe Miles isn't backing me up here.
I used to be like you, but I became more utilitarian.
He's married now, Rach. He microwaves his coffee.
Sarah doesn't have time for me to make a whole new chemistry.
I've been solo parenting twins for 6 months.
I know. Yeah.
I still drink my coffee hot.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Becky, so Christmas morning rolls around.
Christmas morning rolls around.
No,
nothing under the tree. Nothing. Not one thing.
Well, no, we're usually with other people's families, or like we're with our families for Christmas.
So you don't give gifts to each other.
Keith and I don't really give gifts to each other. No, we just say we're like big boys and girls, and if we want something, we buy it. You know?
Well, see, I buy it, and then I say, Ned, give this to me for Christmas.
Oh, I don't buy it. So basically, I'm sending links of stuff that like I think is just a little bit, like I don't need it. I just want it.
Oh, yeah.
And so then I'm like, that would make a good gift if you agreed that I should have that.
I think there is something to say about, I love things. I love things. It's just a thing. It's just something that I do. It's just a thing newspaper. That I love things.
News alert. Air loves things.
I mean, I'm in your camp. I do too. But I try to resist buying stuff that I love all the time. So this is basically a like, things I've resisted list. Like I don't need the stuff.
That's why you're so pretty. That's why you're so easy to buy for.
That's probably true.
It truly, truly is. Like people who love things but resist are so easy to buy for.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, because I know what you like and I know that you've resisted buying it. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Becky, you're a little bit more difficult to buy for because you buy what you need.
I buy what I need.
And you buy what you want.
Yeah,
and so
I think you can also. I'm pretty good at getting deals because I use honey, and when I go to
worst gift, Miles, go
me. Ooh, that's so tough. I am pretty
worst wedding gift. Go stir the pot. Yeah. Stir the pot.
Honestly,
you had two whole weddings.
We did have two whole weddings, and we got people who are very sweet and very generous. And sometimes. You know, the plates come that you really wanted. And it turns out
that's
that
on you.
When the plates 100%. Don't have a glossy, then fork really makes a horrible noise on the plates.
Ooh, no.
Have you tried cutting with a super sharp knife?
It will.
Okay.
And so we got these sort of cool, chic, fun new plates and balls and cups
from
West Elm.
Okay.
And we thought they'd be very nice.
Did she get back?
I love
return them.
I know. That's well, at
life.
This point, there's lots of scratchies on them. But I think that's just, that's probably the downside. Otherwise, everything was good. We got a La Crusette, and I cannot speak highly, more highly about
love
it.
Love the La Crusette.
Love.
Very
a couple
controversial.
The La Crusette was just in the news. Did you see?
People didn't
like that. Vice President Kamala Harris bought a $300-some-odd La Crusette.
Get
why?
Over it. So that's
why?
What they cost.
She's a vice president. She needs a crock pot adjacent.
Good God.
Honestly, that's what they cost because they're awesome.
The Republicans, though, that were mad about it were on to something. Like, I fully agreed with them that, like, it's crazy that there's such a huge wealth gap in this world where some people are able to buy very, very expensive things because they have a lot of money.
Mm.
And for other people, that's not an option, and they don't have a lot of money. And if only there was something the government could do.
Would be cool. But
anyway, she bought this pot, and it really made a splash in D.C.
Yes. I want to know what you guys like to gift. Like, what is your go-to gift?
Go-to gift?
Becky is nothing.
Mine's usually nothing. I usually show up with some wine.
That's a great gift. Thanks. Excellent gift.
I'm also a big, like... I know people think money is impersonal, but...
Mm-mm. Oh, I'm all about giving cash.
I do. Money's I do great. Cash. Like, I have one of my best girlfriends who's maid of honor in my wedding, like probably 5 or 6 years ago. We weren't able to get together on her birthday. So I like Venmo'd her and was like, go get a glass of wine and an appetizer at that bar we went to like last time I was in town.
Yeah.
And now it's probably, yeah, been like 5 or 6 years where the same Venmo has been going back and forth. Oh,
so I think it's so never cute. Really getting sent.
That's really cute.
My grandparents have given me cash since I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I look forward to it.
Amazing.
Wait, it's like, you guys ever get savings bonds? You guys got any bonds rolling in?
I'm not old like that.
I got bonds.
You're younger than me. People are giving you bonds?
Well, not anymore. They died. But
yeah, that sounds right. That checks out.
They died. They were my great grandparents.
Yeah, but bonds.
I got some bonds. And eventually those bonds, they're going to be worth something. You're going to look at me and you're going to be like, wow, Becky.
It's like, here is my stock of Apple.
It's like Beanie Babies. You guys want to ever hear about my Barbies? You ever hear about my Barbies?
You don't get to touch them.
Are they in the box?
You didn't get to open them.
Mint condition, baby. Whoa. Mint condition. Now, here's the thing, parents. Now, yeah, that's what you think. Then you'd have to explain to my grandmother why I sold them. And also, Barbie dolls from 20 years ago, not worth as much as you think. Barbie dolls from 50 years ago, worth a lot more. Parents, here's the thing. Here's the dilemma I've run into with Kimberly and Donald Miller, my parents. Shout out.
Who are definitely listening.
Shout out. Definitely. Hi, Kim. Yes. Listening. Hi,
Kimberly's hanging watching. On every word.
Yes.
And judging Ariel. She's
like, I know.
Talking about me.
I really, there's so much love. There's so much love that I am sending to Kimberly, to Kim, because I know that she is
she'll just make the case for thank you cards next time she sees
you. I know. I just love gift giving without barriers.
I love that.
Yeah. It's like doctors without borders. Gift giving without barriers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So here's the thing we got into. This is our family drama. Our deep held just.
Go on.
Just deep drama.
I can't wait.
So I'm an adult woman with a husband and a home, and I moved out. I don't live in my parents' house anymore. I haven't lived there since about 18. I know.
What? Okay.
Now, when I was little, I was gifted these Barbie dolls. Barbie dolls every year on Christmas that I could not touch. These Barbie dolls
that
needed to stay in
like
the box.
Like a bad gift.
Well, you also gifted other Barbies that you could touch?
I did get other Barbies. Yes, I got other Barbies that I could touch. So I had Barbies that I could play with.
You gave a child a toy they cannot take out of the box.
No, they were the holiday Barbies.
That's for you, not for them.
Which are also very expensive.
I feel like take that money, put it in a savings account. Say, I gave you this much money in a savings account and it will be worth this much in 50 years.
You know, but they were cute to look at. I like looking at them. They're nice Barbies. That's not the drama. The drama wasn't the Barbies. We love the Barbies. We love a holiday Barbie. They're festive.
Who doesn't love Barbies?
I didn't realize how expensive they were when I was little, but now I do. And I'm like, oh my God, why would anyone buy me this? Whose responsibility are the Barbies now that I'm an
parents.
Adult?
Parents.
The parents.
Because Kim and Don want me to remove them from my room because they've replaced me. And they're making this like, they made a gym in my brother's room. My room's got my bed
nesters.
And nothing. Yes, they've decided they're you know, being minimalists.
They didn't
now.
Let you play with them. They're their Barbies.
Absolutely.
You heard it here, folks. Kim and Don, talking to you. Those Barbies are staying, Kim. Baby.
Those Barbies belong in Becky's room until they are sold.
Okay, but also grandma bought me some of them. Okay. So what responsibility does my grandma
that's
have
your mom.
To take
your
them?
Mom's responsible for her
yeah.
mom.
Your mom
you
is
heard it here first,
Kim.
You're responsible. She's at home going, I'm always responsible for her.
Yeah, I know.
That's a horrible impersonation of my mom.
I don't buy it for a second. Were holiday Barbies the best gift you ever received?
Oh.
Were they, just to clarify, were they like Barbies in a box? Or were they the little, because I got the Barbie
ornaments. Well, yeah. Well, you needed a matching ornament for your matching.
You got the matching Barbie. Yeah.
Holy but I did guacamole. Take those out. I took the holiday Barbies out and put them on my Christmas tree when I was an adult.
You had your own Christmas tree?
Like when I lived
in
my own apartment.
I thought you were a child with your own Christmas tree. This is a Christmas tree for your Barbies.
No. So I had the little matching ones. No, so there's this thing, I think they still do it. They're called holiday Barbies. And it's
holiday Barbies.
They're like, they call it holiday. It's Christmas. They're Christmas Barbies. They don't make like other, they don't like
there's no Kwanzaa
send them
Barbie.
Out on like
there's
Kwanzaa no, yeah. or like, yeah, on Hanukkah, like nothing. It's
they are pretty Christmas themed.
Yeah. I mean, it's Barbie.
Yeah. And they're in these like ball gowns, and each year there's like a different theme. And then there's the anniversary Barbies. And then I also, because a lot of my family members have Harley Davidsons, I have all the Harley Davidson Barbies.
What? So there are Harley Davidson Barbies. That is a crossover that I never knew existed.
Yeah. No.
Wow. There are Harley
Davidson Barbies. Yeah.
So they're just Barbies dressed in leather.
Mm-hmm. Leather.
That
leather Barbies.
Do they come with bikes?
No, they don't come with bikes. I know.
They just have cute leather outfits.
They have cute leather outfits, and then they have like a little Harley Davidson like handkerchief. No, there's a picture of a motorcycle.
It seems like a missed opportunity. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, but I have those Barbies, and then I have the like classic iconic Barbie with the white and black stripe onesie.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. But I'm going back to Kim. I know you're listening. Okay. Mm-hmm. Exactly how many Barbies do you have? Because if we're talking like,
and what's
you
the have price 20 point Barbies, per Barbie?
Price point per Barbie was probably, and this was like, because I got them probably until I was in junior high. Maybe I got them a little bit after. Those Barbies were like $40. Uh-huh. Maybe some of them were $50. And like,
that's high for a Barbie.
Yeah. And those were also like,
for
those were like,
can't even play
those were
with.
Big gifts for us. Yeah. That was a big deal. Okay.
You're talking about like, you know, at least 20 of these Barbies. And then that means at least 15 of these Barbies.
My closet at home was maybe the size of this wall, and they're doubled up.
Yeah.
Whoa. So they're on the top shelf doubled up. Cause it was like one every Christmas, and I maybe got like a couple extras.
That's a lot of Barbies to keep.
That's a real investment in the Barbie.
Wait, now are you going back? And now you're saying I should take them?
I'm not going back. I'm actually questioning my own like gifting to my children. Like, are they going to ask me to take care, like to hold all of this stuff?
Yes,
for them?
They are.
You just have a closet of construction trucks when you're 66.
Just like beautiful wooden toys that, you know, and Wes is like, that's on you, Mom. Like, you keep those.
Yeah. Sounds right. No, it's okay. Wow. You're going to give those toys away at some point.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to be like, Finn will be 8 and you'll be like, we don't need these anymore.
Absolutely. I'm all about that. Regifting, baby.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
For being here in my life. Do you guys do that? Do you guys have the Marie Kondo? Thank you.
Yeah. You say thank you. Thank
you. And then you let it go.
And then you let it go.
Yeah. I love letting things go.
Okay. Best gift you ever got.
Best gift. Okay. Best gift as a kid that I can remember. I got, so I asked Santa, I was probably 7 or 8. I asked Santa for a horse. I asked Santa for a pony, basically.
Ariel, I'm about to say that you got a pony.
I did not get a pony. We are not that family.
I was like, whoa.
With a big red bow. And I named him Sugar Kiss. Sugar Candy. No, I asked for a pony because I had started riding lessons. Uh-huh. And I was like, I want this to be easier. And my parents were like, no, you're not getting a horse. but they got me a remote control animatronic horse that I'm pretty sure was like a Barbie horse. Uh-huh. And oh my gosh, that thing was the coolest toy I have ever gotten. Fully plastic, thousands of batteries, you know, yeah. all the craziness that kids love, but you're like, no, why do you love that? You know, oh man, it was so cool. But like, I don't even think it was remote controlled. I think it had wires coming off of it to like a button that you just press,
but
and
it moved
and it would gallop very slowly. Uh-huh. Very slowly, and it made noise. It made like a moving noise. There was like, and oh man, I love that thing. It was so cool. It was so cool. I played with that like every day. Oh, have you ever been gifted something that? Okay, so I obviously I love things, and I love gifting things because I love gift wrapping too. Mm-hmm. Oh, gift wrapping is it's a passion. Mm-hmm. A hobby. Okay. PSA. Did you guys know that you cannot recycle wrapping paper? No, you can recycle normal wrapping paper. Anything that has a shininess or a glitter or a foil cannot be recycled. So just, just know that going into the holiday season, everybody, if you like buy, there you go. You can't recycle that. If so, buy wrapping paper. If you love wrapping paper, as I do, just buy plain wrapping paper. You know, you could even, I mean, you could one up me and you could wrap with recycled materials like paper bags and things like that. That's awesome. Super awesome. But if you want to recycle your wrapping paper, just get the plain stuff.
No shiny.
No shiny, no glitter, no foils, no stickers, nothing like that. And do not get ribbon. I know. Whoa. You can't recycle ribbon.
Ariel.
You can't recycle ribbon.
Yes, you can. You just cut it off and you use it again the next
reuse.
Year.
Reuse. Absolutely. You can reuse ribbon.
I have
but
ribbon that must be 5 or 6 years old.
Yes. Yeah. And I actually have been reusing a strand of ribbon that you gave us like 2 years ago. It's like this beautiful green velvet ribbon.
Yes.
Yeah. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I do.
And I've reused that so many times. I've reused that so many times. Yes. Reuse. So this is the exact reason why we say reduce, reuse, recycle is reduce. You could just not use it. Mm-hmm. You could wrap things in a different way. You know,
you also don't have to wrap. Things
you don't have to wrap
already
things.
In packages usually.
That's true.
Yeah,
I usually go close your eyes.
Here you go.
Okay, you have to come over and watch June and Poppy unwrap stuff, and then you'll be.
It's
sold.
It's very cute. Yeah,
and sold.
Yeah,
it's adorable.
It's the best when like a child opens something and they're like, oh my god, I didn't know that was in there. It's like peekaboo. You know, it's like a game. Mm-hmm. Okay, so reduce. You could there's all this like fun wrapping that you could do with like scarves and like so if you're really into wrapping but you really want to go the eco direction, do like fabric wrapping. That's great. Reuse. You got to reuse it. So bows are actually like the worst. All the those like sticky bows that you buy
they're
in packages
not
of like 100.
Cute.
Yeah, I know.
Let's get real.
I know.
You think they're
vote
cute?
Vote for Rachel.
No. They're not that cute.
I just like people abolishing things.
They're not that cute. Abolish. Well, here's something I do. I only buy wrapping paper at Christmas. I don't wrap birthday presents and stuff. Mm-hmm. Or I just use the brown. I have a big roll of craft brown paper that the girls use for crayons,
for
painting,
drawing,
whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'll use that sometimes. Yeah. But at Christmas time, it's like the special time I get to buy some wrapping paper and wrap things.
I'm really
but
into
it's only then.
I'm really into plaid this year. So I've been buying like plaid wrapping paper.
Wow.
Yeah.
Plaid.
Okay.
Another thing that I read is that you do not have to remove all the tape. Tape is fine to be recycled. Yeah. I don't know. Hmm. But there's also, you can buy biodegradable tape now.
Yeah, you know how long does it take to biodegrade and in what conditions does it need to biodegrade?
Fair enough. Better than, you
basically,
know.
If anything says biodegradable, compostable, just Google it. Just Google it.
Also, there are fun ways to wrap a present without tape.
What?
Yeah.
Like origami?
Like origami.
A tuck in.
It's a tuck.
A little tuck?
Yeah, you do like a fold and a tuck.
A little tuck and roll?
A fold
tuck
and tuck.
It up. Just tuck. Slurp it in. First tuck, baby.
And then recycle. Just get the stuff that's recyclable. You know, if you absolutely have to wrap it, just get the recyclable paper. Don't. Yeah, I do too.
I do it too. Christmas.
It's very important to me to wrap. And don't wrap the huge stuff. You know, like something that's like a bicycle.
No, of course
don't wrap the freaking bicycle. That takes the whole, you know, the whole thing.
What gifts do you like
Speaking
to
wrapping,
give?
Let's wrap it up, ladies.
Miles gave time.
Oh, Miles gave us a thing. All right, okay. Nice one.
Can we end with
a little like stand up eye? I'm like, oh, red light's flashing.
What is your favorite gift to give someone?
I like giving people like a lipstick that's like one that I really like. So I'll usually gift a lipstick.
See, I feel
that's
like
a good
I feel like
idea.
For themselves.
I feel
no,
like
they
that's
don't. From, and it's so fun.
From you, Becky, like that is a an awesome gift, but it's also the gift of your expertise.
Yes.
Yeah. You know,
it's kind of like having Eugene read our horoscopes.
Exactly.
You're like, oh, you see me.
Yeah. Right.
And you know about this and you're taking the time to think about me.
Right.
That's what Becky giving a lipstick is.
Yeah. I love that.
Well, you know, gifting, I think that's probably the best gift that I've gotten is that we got a lot of gifts from people for our wedding of like time and talent.
Yeah.
So like we had our friends sing, my girlfriend, the one who we Venmo back and forth. Uh-huh. is a graphic designer. So she did all of our invitations and all of the paper things for the bridal shower. Mm-hmm. The wedding. So I think gift of talent.
That's an excellent gift to give.
That's a really good gift.
It's giving
gift.
Like the gift of your time.
Yeah.
Because that is the most precious thing.
Yeah.
Honestly, like if it's your friend, like priceless. The gift of your time is huge.
Yeah.
Huge. Or your expertise.
Bing, bang, boom, baby. You can design things. The same girlfriend. She designed Keith's hot sauce. Yes. Not too hot sauce for chicken and other stuff. Ooh. You buy it right
chicken
now.
Chicken and other stuff.
That's a great gift.
Seriously.
That's a great gift.
Seriously.
You could also get Zatico Tico. You could also buy Date Night Cookbook. All available on TryGuys.com. Also Try Guys sandals. Which, no joke, you should buy the Try Guys sandals. I took
the slipper sandals?
Yeah, I have two. I have a cleaning pair.
They're very cushy.
They're
cushy. Like memory foam or something.
Yeah, they're really good.
I recently discovered this. I'm not a slipper person.
But you told me I could have yours, so I took them.
Yeah, yes, you can. Okay. You did.
I was like,
you said
they
it.
Are I yours. I took two pair, and it was
they are yours. Because I'm not a slipper person.
But Ned had some. Like, great, I love these. I'll take them.
Ned had some, and I put them on.
Comfy as.
I want to start a Silicon Valley type of deal thing here, where we show up, we take our shoes off, put them in a cubby, and we put those slippers on, and we're all just in our slippers.
I'm into that.
You want to do that?
That's spooky. No, I think that would never
That's
happen.
Spooky.
That would be
outside,
weird.
There's rotting pasta.
That would be weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I love the idea though.
That's what like fancy, like you know, Google. Like in the Bay Area. Yeah. Not even thinking of Google. I'm thinking of somewhere else. But
like naps for everyone.
Naps for everyone. And slippers. We want it to feel more like home, so you don't have to wear your shoes here. But I would like to wear slippers at work.
I got the best gift. The what? Best gift you could get anyone.
What?
To get yourself vaccinated and go get your booster shot.
Oh, yeah.
So we can all have the
give
gift.
Give that gift to yourself and give it to everyone around you.
Yes.
Wait, but I this
we just
want to
travel.
Rachel, what are your favorite gifts?
Alcohol always wins. But I like to take something that someone uses all the time and just upgrade it. Like
love
to a
that.
Nicer, cooler, more beautiful version.
I love that.
Like if you have the vaccine, you should get upgraded to the booster.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I love that.
Get your boosters. Okay, give us a gift and like and review this podcast. Give us 5 stars. Leave a comment and tell me, what team are you on? Were we on teams? I feel like we were on teams.
Oh, yeah. Thank you no versus not
yeah,
thank you no.
Thank you no versus no thank you.
And gift versus no gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Vote for Rachel. Bye.
No, I'm Ariel.